This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. When tornadoes ripped through North Texas the day after Christmas in 2015, people lost jobs, treasures, homes, even loved ones. First, the storm damaged Lindsay Diaz's house in Rowlett. Then, a demolition company tore it down by mistake. And those financial scars took a long time to heal. Like a lot of just-turned three-year-olds, Arian is in the business of creating. Today, his medium is Play-Doh. And he's got big ideas.
Making a snake. Make a snake.
You want to make a snake?
Yes.
As Arian and his mom, Lindsay Diaz, patiently roll Play-Doh into snakes on the island in their new kitchen, a rumble can be heard just outside their front door. Crews are taking down a tornado-damaged house across the way, 2.5 years after the storm that destroyed it tore through Rowlett.
My fiancé, he told my son, look, there's Rubble's truck from Paw Patrol. And I was like, what? And I looked out, and there was the truck or the excavator picking up all that concrete. It was just, I was like, wow.
When the storm hit on Christmas weekend in 2015, Diaz and her fiancé jumped in the bathtub, shielding baby Arian. His room took the brunt of it.
Because his room was right along the front wall, and the front wall just was completely caved in, and the bricks were all inside his crib and just all over the place, and a lot of the baby stuff that I had purchased for him, and even some things that my mom passed down to me from when I was a baby, was in that room, and it was completely destroyed.
She was relieved everyone was okay. The weeks that followed the storm were a challenge, finding a place to live and figuring out how to pay for what insurance wouldn't.
Whatever I did have in savings, we had to pull a little bit out to, you know, pay for the parts of the hotel that the insurance wouldn't pay for, a rental car, you know, I had to pay for all that. That was kind of a struggle.
Diaz had decided to just repair the damaged home she owned. But on the day she filed the permits to do that, a wrecking company accidentally demolished her duplex. They'd confused her address with another scheduled to be torn down. And headlines followed.
A home demolished by mistake. That's the strange reality in Rowlett tonight.
An engineer declared the home structurally sound, but then it was mistakenly torn down.
After the accidental demolition, Diaz didn't know what to do. The thing she did know, she wasn't going to leave their neighborhood.
Let's be one of those ones that stayed. You know, even though this catastrophe happened to us, you know, the tornado didn't make us move. It didn't kick us out. We stayed.
So she filed a lawsuit against Billy Neighbor's demolition and appealed to the Small Business Administration for a disaster loan. After months of back and forth, she and the demolition company settled, and her loan came through. She had enough money to rebuild. And it's not a one-story duplex anymore. It's a two-story standalone home with an extra half bath and a garage. They moved in last June.
It was a relief. I'm finished. I'm done with all the hardships. I'm finally home, and I don't have to worry anymore. This is ours.
Diaz feels like she got her happy ending. Frances DeVinny with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says that's not typical.
If your house is destroyed, and you maybe don't have insurance that would cover the way that that house was destroyed, be it a flood or hurricane or tornado, that's completely devastating, and people cannot bounce back from that financially without significant time and significant additional resources.
Lindsay Diaz thinks about those additional resources all the time. She says if the tornado taught her one thing, it's that a stocked savings account is the key to financial security.
If anything were to ever happen again, I want to make sure I'm ready to be able to pay for what I need to, and I don't have to struggle or worry or stress out. So this time I'm going to be more focused on putting more aside.
A rainy day fund for a storm she hopes never comes again. Courtney Collins, KERA News.